Our lives are filled with everyday ordinariness. This is just a part of being human, right? Day in, day out, we are just living. There is something both sacred and mundane in going about our ordinary days. Where do we find the joy in the ordinary? Where do we find the sacred in the less than special? Now, as we explore the topic of joy during the month of June, I want to invite you to consider cultivating gratitude. Gratitude is something that we have to learn as human beings. It is not something that comes naturally to most of us. It is something we find ourselves needing to practice to make gratitude a regular part of our lives. For so many of us, life can feel like a given, like something we have to work at and work for. Being grateful does not come easy because many of us have been told it's even more difficult to cultivate. It is a challenge to feel joyful or grateful when we see systems of oppression in place, when we see people perpetuating violence day in and day out, when we consider the political climate in our country, when we look at the state of our world. There is so much to despair about right now. And if you have felt despair or hopelessness in the year 2017 thus far, I am with you, and welcome to being human. This has been an unusually tough year. We have seen so much going on. It can honestly feel overwhelming sometimes. So if you have felt this way, if you have felt despair, if you have felt hopelessness this year, I am with you. You are not alone. And I'm seeing some nods around the room. You are not alone. And I find that I want to speak about gratitude with you this morning because I have experienced gratitude as a pathway to joy, as an antidote to feeling grumpy, to feeling on edge, to feeling downtrodden. Gratitude invites our hearts to expand. It allows us to see situations from a whole new perspective. And so there are three gratitude practices I want to share with you this morning in the hopes that they may provide an inroads for you to cultivate gratitude regularly in your lives, similar to the invitations we heard this morning during our story for all ages. The first practice is one of my very favorites, creating a gratitude list at the end of every day. The invitation here is to make time before you go to bed or when you just have some quiet time at the end of the day to write down every single thing you are grateful for from that day that has just unfolded. I was asked to start this practice as a part of a personal healing process. And when I began, I have to tell you the lists were quite short. Maybe 5 or 6 items at best. And I didn't make them every night, because come on, that's way too much time out of my day for a spiritual practice. But when I kept doing it, when I kept on trying it out, when I kept going back, and when I moved up to a frequency of doing this practice every day, the lists began to get longer and longer and longer. And these lists weren't just the obvious or the miraculous stuff that happened every day. They included simple things like waking up alive and getting all of the laundry done. Or a simple kindness a friend or a stranger extended me. What I found was that at the end of every day, that even some of the things I might have been grumpy about, I found myself being grateful for. Like doing laundry, what a hassle. Nobody wants to do that. But I was grateful. I was grateful to have it done. Having a difficult conversation sounds uncomfortable, but I was grateful for the honesty that that conversation brought into my life. And making these lists regularly has made room in my life for a more joyful perspective. And I see this list as similar to the Howard Thurman reading we just heard this morning from Lisa. This is a time to think back and reflect on what we have been grateful for in times that have passed. I suspect this practice would have a similar life or effect on your life as well, bringing more joyful perspective to your life and to your days. The second practice I want to share with you all is embracing gratitude in the present moment. And this allows space for gratitude to be a part of our everyday lived experience. Again, it's a practice that needs cultivating, that needs tending to, being grateful right here and right now infuses our lives with gratitude. So here's an exercise I learned from Reverend Meg Riley, senior minister of the Church of the Larger Fellowship. She invites us to begin with gratitude right in the chair we are currently sitting on. And I'd invite you to consider this in this moment. We can begin by being grateful for the tree that gave the wood that these chairs are constructed out of, grateful to the plants that lent us the cotton and the fibers of the fabric for the much-needed cushions on our seats. We can be grateful for the people who manufactured the chairs, who designed the machines to make the chairs, and the people who work in that factory that constructs the chairs we are sitting on. And then we can open our hearts even wider and be grateful for the folks who packed and shipped these chairs to us. And our gratitude must also go. We cannot forget Myra Hine, our late church accompanist, who went all around the church raising funds for these chairs one by one, which is just an amazing feat. And without her, we would not have these chairs in this worship center right now. And then we can also be grateful for the people who answered her call and decided to sponsor these chairs when Myra asked, are there any folks here who sponsored those chairs? Any folks? Thank you. Thank you. Out of your generosity, we are all able to be here right now, worshiping in this space this morning, sitting where we are. There's so much to be grateful for, starting with just the chair we're sitting on in this moment, right? And we can hold this sort of gratitude at the dinner table for our meals, thinking about the many folks who made that meal possible, who grew that food, who packed it, who shipped it. We can think about it in our workplaces. Who came before you in your workplace that you are there now? In our cars, which were built by people and machines and designed for our own ease and comfort and safety. Just pause and take a moment each day, wherever you are, to be grateful in that moment. The third and final practice for cultivating gratitude, though I'm sure there are many, is showing gratitude towards others. How many times a day do you think that you interact with other people? Think about it for a second. At work, on a walk around your neighborhood, going to the grocery store or the gas station, at home, at church, in the community, just about anywhere. How many times a day do you come into contact with another person? In the book 365 Thank Yous, The Year A Simple Act of Daily Gratitude Changed My Life, John Kralik writes about a terrible low time in his life. He was struggling with unemployment. He was going through a divorce, having family issues with his kids, feeling poorly about his health and his body. All the things that could go wrong were going wrong. And upon receiving an unexpected thank you note, John decided that what might help him out is to stop focusing so deeply on problems and to write one thank you note a day to someone, every single day. And this book chronicles the profound transformation he felt going through this experience. He wrote thank you notes to people he had known for years and to people who were mostly strangers. And throughout the year, many of the problems he had been facing were transformed. Think of the kindness that folks experienced in their lives from receiving such notes. What a gift. Now, I'm not here to say that all you have to do is practice a little gratitude and then every single problem in your life is going to evaporate. Certainly not. But what I am saying is that regular gratitude for the people around you brings more joy, more love, more healing into the world for the giver as well as for the receiver. In the past few weeks, I've started a project on social media where I am grateful for one person or a group of people a day. I call it hashtag 100 people, 100 days. And when I'm grateful for a pet or a creature, I call it hashtag 100 people or creatures, 100 days. Which happens often. And I'm not yet at the end of the experience, I'm just in the middle. But I can tell you that it has been a great gift in my life to ask folks if I can take their picture as I want to extend gratitude for their presence in my life. To do this in real life, person to person, allows me the gift of saying out loud that I am grateful for you and all that you are bringing into my life. Doing this in a public way on social media also makes space for others to add their gratitude, which is maybe one of the positive aspects of social media as a platform. What I find is that I'm regularly seeking gratitude for others rather than focusing on my frustrations with the world. And First UU and some of our communities here are consistently on my list. I'm consistently grateful for all of you. Well, there we go. Bring the music. So perhaps you might like to join me in this experiment, or join with John Kralik in writing a thank you note a day. And I'd be interested to hear from you about what such a practice might bring into your life. However you get there, whether it's regular gratitude lists, whether it's gratitude in the present moment, gratitude for others, just embracing gratitude, the time is now to begin cultivating this practice. And the time is now because this world needs more joy. Now, more than ever, we need pieces of our lives to be joyful, to create resiliency and beauty in a life where we are constantly bombarded with negative and anxiety-producing information. Unitarian Universalism as a faith calls us to live lives of abundance and acknowledged interconnectedness. In seeing the world as abundant, there is enough, we are enough, I am enough, we leave behind a mindset of scarcity, of believing that the world and our community and even ourselves are lacking in some way. Unitarian Universalism is all about a theology of abundance, and gratitude helps us to recognize just how much there really is in the world. We also know we are called to acknowledge the noticed and unnoticed connections between all life. It is the seventh principle of Unitarian Universalism, belief in the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part. Gratitude helps us to see the ways we are connected to one another, the ways that I rely on the labors of others, just as Howard Thurman so eloquently points out. We would not be fed, clothed, or cared for if it were not for the labors of others. And the labors we toil over each day are connected to those around us in the present and in the years to come. What I deeply want you to know today is that gratitude is also a strong path to joy. When joy becomes a baseline in our lives, it is the place we operate out of most frequently. Joy is more than just a fleeting happiness. Joy is a perspective and a worldview where we can experience each moment, each day, as the gift that it is, where we are continuously in touch with the beauty of the world around us. And if life is worth living, it is worth facing with joy as our baseline. In cultivating regular acts of gratitude, we recognize that our lives are filled with ordinary, everyday acts and ordinary, everyday people. With gratitude, our hearts and eyes can be opened to the beauty of it all, rather than closed off in despair and hopelessness and isolation. May your heart be opened. May you know joy. May you make your way to constantly and consistently embracing gratitude, that your life and the lives of others may be enriched by a grateful spirit and a grateful heart. Blessed be. Amen. And may it be so.